Bonjour, my dear elegant alchemists, and welcome to this podcast about the juicy topic of boundaries. Now, boundaries, I think we can all agree on that, is usually not very fun to set up. But once you do have your boundaries in place, boy, are you happy to have them. Let's have a look about why are boundaries so important. Well, boundaries are essential for a number of reasons. One of them would be that they define you. With boundaries in place, we have a clear definition of who we are, what we want, what we need, and what we do not want, and what we do not need. They help us see clear, and they help others to see clear. They show that you respect yourself and your value and your space, and obviously they help you to get respect from others. They can also protect yourself. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Another quite surprising thing is that boundaries actually give you more choice. Because what we all know is when we try to do everything, we end up doing nothing. With boundaries, we can avoid decision fatigue. We limit ourselves in a certain way. But on the other hand, that helps us to make fewer but better choices. What boundaries also do is they educate. Obviously, children spring to mind. I have three, so I know what I'm talking about a little bit. Boundaries are really important. They are really helpful, even if the other person, the child, for example, is not happy about them, kicks and screams and protests. Still, boundaries help once again with the structure, with the definition. So boundaries help and educate. Another thing is boundaries can give us guidance in times of doubt. When you have your boundaries in place, they can really be helpful in these moments of uncertainty, of confusion, of self-doubt. Then you have a structure in place that can guide you. In short, boundaries, when they are healthy, when they work well, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, they are linked to your inner truth. In short, boundaries are there for your inner truth to come forward, to be protected and to shine. Now, what are boundaries actually? A few of you asked, I don't know exactly what boundaries are, as in what is too much, what is too little, how far can I go with my boundaries? So I'd like you to give you a few definitions of boundaries as I understand them. Boundaries, first of all, obviously need to be healthy. Healthy doesn't necessarily mean comfortable. Probably boundaries will feel, at least in the beginning, uncomfortable. Basically, healthy boundaries are the right thing to do, even if you feel uncomfortable doing it. Healthy boundaries, for me, are self-decided. In other words, it's what you feel is right for you, not what convention dictates or other people say you should do. Healthy boundaries also create a structure. When you put up a boundary and you feel it doesn't give you any structure, then it's probably not a healthy boundary. You need to feel structured and more defined with a boundary. A healthy boundary is firm but flexible. Now that question came up also. It's like, how strict do my boundaries need to be? Can I make any exceptions? Does it always have to be in place, the boundary? Now the thing is, there is nothing constant in this world apart from change. Change is happening all the time. And as you are evolving, and as you are changing and growing, so are your boundaries. So obviously your boundaries can and should be flexible. The distinction is between having a firm boundary and having a boundary that is appropriate for the moment, for the situation, for the person you are, for the other person. Meaning that you might have boundaries in place with one person that you don't necessarily need with another person. Or maybe at one point in your life you need to put up very firm boundaries, and as you grow stronger and as you get more experienced or feel safer, then you can loosen those boundaries. So yes, a healthy boundary is both firm and flexible. And lastly, what I already mentioned, a boundary gives you direction and gives you support. If you don't feel that a boundary helps you to move into the direction you want to go, then it's probably not a very healthy boundary. Next, let's have a look at what boundaries are not. Now, boundaries are not barriers. Before I go any further into that, let me say that barriers are not a bad thing per se. There are certain situations, like when your emotional, physical, financial, etc. safety is at stake, it calls for barriers. And in those situations, it's probably a good idea to get some support and quickly. But barriers in a certain way separate you from the person or from the situation, whereas boundaries define the interaction with the other person or with the situation. Can you see the difference? With a boundary, you are probably wanting to continue to have a relationship with the other person. With a barrier, not so sure. Another thing that boundaries are not is an excuse to hide. And that is something that really only you can decide. When you listen to yourself, to your core, to your heart, you'll know if you put up a boundary as an excuse to maybe not show yourself, maybe not step outside of your comfort zone, maybe not do the next brave thing, or if it's really a boundary that is healthy in the sense we just discussed. Another thing boundaries are not, they are not the other person's problem. Meaning that when you decide to put up a boundary, the other person might and probably will react. And that is a huge reason why many people do not put up boundaries, because they fear another person's reactions. But the fact is, that's normal. That's not the other person's business to create the boundaries for you. Your boundaries are something you need to own and to put up, and then the other person might or might not react. Okay, now we have been looking at why to put up boundaries in the first place, what they are and what they are not. And now let's have a look at something. There were quite a few questions, meaning where do you need boundaries or need more boundaries? Because there have been a few questions about how much boundary is too much and how much is too little. So let's have a look at a few of the situations you mentioned. When you feel overwhelmed, it's almost certainly a lack of boundaries that is in place. There were quite a few of questions that had to deal with overwhelm. They were overwhelm in the financial sense, overwhelm with the number of hours you need to work, overwhelm with how much you give to your family or to a partner. But you can be sure when you experience overwhelm on a consistent basis, not just for a one-time situation, then there is a lack of boundaries. So when you feel that overwhelm, ask yourself, how much do I really want to do? How much do I really want to give? How much do I really want to invest? And then draw your boundary here, and we're going to discuss how to do that in a minute. Another sign of a lack of boundaries is the feeling of guilt. Do you have a situation where someone guilts you into doing something, that you get guilted, if that is a word, into giving your time or your presence or even your love? This kind of emotional blackmailing can be very subtle, but it's nevertheless a lack of boundaries. So each time you feel that you are guilted into something, there is for sure a lack of boundaries. Another sign for a lack of boundaries is when you think of a certain situation or a certain person and you go, ugh, inside yourself before you even talk to the person or before you even meet them. If you groan inwardly each time you need to do something with someone, then you can be sure as hell that there is a lack of boundaries. If you have trouble saying no, that is, of course, the epicenter of lack of boundaries. Another very common one is the fear of being selfish. We have so much fear of being selfish, of taking too much space, of taking more than we deserve. But let me tell you something. If you fear to be selfish, then you are not. Honestly, selfish people don't worry about that. So if you do things you don't actually want to do because you fear to be selfish if you refuse them, then there is a lack of boundaries. And finally, if you feel used or treated badly, then you can be sure there is a lack of boundaries. Now, this is obviously very easy to see when you are treated badly. When someone really treats you badly, that's a very clear situation. You need to put in boundaries and maybe barriers and quickly. It's much more difficult when the other person uses you without realizing it or without any bad intention. Let me give you an example from my own life to make that clear. I'm a listener and I love to listen. Obviously, in my work, that's what I do, listening and asking questions. Now, this quality to listen is fantastic when it comes to friends and clients and my family. It's not so useful when it comes to strangers who stand in the queue with me at the bakery, or when it's someone who's supposed to work for me and I'm listening to their life stories or their current griefs or problems. And I'm still work in progress on that one. In these situations, I can feel used, but I for sure know that it has not been the other person's intention. So there we come to what boundaries are not. They are not the other person's problem. It's my job to put up a boundary. It's not the other person's job. See what I mean? Now we come to the question, how to actually establish and maintain boundaries. And that is basically the number one question I got in all kinds of variations. How can I establish or defend my boundaries without hurting the other person's feelings? Now, when I look at the questions you sent in, the first thing that springs to mind is, have a good look if you are always in a situation where you feel you need to establish boundaries, then maybe you just want to change that. One reader sent in that in a dance club, she feels she continuously needs to set up boundaries with the people she dances. So my question would be, is this maybe no longer the right environment for you? If you are in an environment where you constantly need to put up boundaries, then you want to have a good look if this is really the environment you want to be in. Another question that came many, many times is, I always seem to realize the boundaries I need to set once the situation is over, in hindsight, but never when I'm in the situation. What to do? Well, the first thing would to be really clear about your boundaries. I mean, you can't remember your boundaries if they are fuzzy or not really clear. Whereas if they are really clearly established in your mind, then you can remember them. The other thing what we all need to realize is that boundaries, like everything else really, is not one fixed thing. We are all work in progress. None of us is a finished product. And so our boundaries are something we need to re-establish, to reaffirm, to relearn, and to re-communicate, like on a constant basis. That's just how life is, much as we would like it to be different. So if you constantly forget to put up your boundaries, try and practice. Practice little steps. And the more you get familiar with putting up boundaries, then you can go into more and more difficult situations. Does this make sense? Another thing to keep in mind is that when you communicate your boundaries early enough, then usually you can avoid that the situation escalates or that you put the other person on the spot or hurt their feelings. And that ties back to being really clear about your boundaries and knowing from the beginning where they are. But you need to be clear about the fact that you simply cannot be liked by the whole wide world. When you put up boundaries, some people will not be happy about it. If these are people who count for you, then the best way forward is to communicate clearly and try to find a common ground whilst respecting your boundaries and their boundaries. That's an art. That's not something easy to do, but it's really worth it. Because when you found a common ground where you both can be true to yourself, that will do wonders for your relationship. On the other hand, if you want to spare a person's feeling just because it makes you so uncomfortable that someone might be frustrated with you, then it will be really difficult to put up your own boundaries because you will always give that fear of what people might say or how they might think precedence over what's really important for you, over your real inner truth. Now to close on boundaries. As I said before, to set up boundaries is not an easy exercise. It takes a lot of self-awareness, of self-observation. But the reward of boundaries is self-respect and ultimately more self-love. So, best of luck with your boundaries.